Shalom, Rabbi Issa. Good morning. Who's that? Oh, Adam Zaiden's back again. Shalom, Adam. Good.
Good morning.
I'd nice to have one South African out there, at least.
Have to represent Connor. The club, you know.
Yeah, no. Connor's not coming. I don't know what happened to him in the mornings anymore, so we have to have somebody out there. Okay, good. Yesterday we spoke about the, he brought that moshel, very, very, well, it was a true story, about the kid who used to watch television, and then he had this goy working for him, who was a big tipish, and then he realized that him and the goy at the same time were sitting and watching the same program and laughing at the same jokes, and he was, he understood, she's a lo kashu alai, there's nothing to do with him.
That's a 7,000 million.
So, just 1 second. Okay, fine. So we ended off yesterday saying Kashi Yudi Chash on Kuf Chaf Aleph at the top there. Kashi Yudi Chash, Anois Agoy, Anois Chumri Osem. When a person understands, like Avraham Avinu, when he told Yitzhak and Yishmael and Eliezer, you stay am hadoim lo chamor, ima chamor. The chamor, the donkey, is always the marshal, always the symbol of chomrios, total, unbridled physicality. So when you understand that, that's what their pleasures are. Their pleasures are coolly physical. So then he can't get pleasure from them anymore. Today, the seduction of the street is pulling from every angle. It's mamash, it's wherever you go, you can't avoid it. It's everywhere. It's not like you can say, well, I'll go back into my little frum community and there I'm safe. No, because it's there. It's everywhere. You can't get rid of it. You know, you'll send your kids to the frumus cheder. They'll come home with it. You can't hide from it anymore today. The goal today is not to hide away from it. The goal is to learn skills and tools, how to meet more dedims there, how to protect yourself from it. But you can't run away from it anymore. That's not the walls have broken down. Person feel despicable by it. I can't get the same pleasure that my donkey is getting pleasure from. What kind of a laugh is that? I'm live in a different world. I have different nerve ending stimulations that are necessary. I live in a much more elevated world, and my pleasures come from ruchnias and from other things. So that's where we ended off yesterday. Okay. So, Bo, let's go a little bit white and see how to make this a bit more real. There's another story that he's going to bring that shows you how when a person gets in touch with what's called kosher Jewish gaiva, the correct Jewish gaiva, the worst media person can have is gaiva. Yeah, we're telling you have to have gaiva. Yeah, kosher Jewish gaiva, positive, the right kind of gaiva. Then you'll see how much it can help. There was a person that was Rahman Islam who wanted to commit suicide. No one could talk to him, no one could help him. He was mamash. His matzif was, you know, as they say in Eretz Yisrael, ala panim. He was broken and depressed. He had no takana, no help, no, nothing could help him. Anybody, you know, the professionals, this one, that one, family, everybody came to talk to him, to try and mishachneim, to pick him up, lozach klum. Shemati alav, typical Reb Zriel Zatzal, he heard about a Yidin Tzoros, so he went to him. Don't know where he was. And there were times where he heard about a Yidin Tzoros. He got on a plane and he flew there. That was him. He told me once, he'd just come back. He was by me for supper. So he told me that he'd just been in Greece, on one of the Greek islands. What was he doing in Greece? He heard about a Yid that was in prison there. So he went to visit him. That was the Moedika Meiser, nothing to do with us. But I'm just saying that was him. So he heard about this guy that was, no one else could help. He was depressed. He was suicidal. He went to Russia. Before Russia became open, he used to smuggle tefillin and stuff into Russia. They were hidden that needed stuff. So what's the problem? So he went to Russia. You know, interesting stories with the KGB and whatever. They followed him. That was what he used to do. Anyway, so he arrived at the place where this guy was in hospital, wherever he was. With the goal of trying to talk to him. Nesiti lafich bo tikval yedei muna b'ashev, v'kimi pi ha'elyon, do teitza ros v'atoiv. You know, you start with the usual stuff. You give him a bit of a hope. You speak about imuna. You tell him that Hashem only does good, etc., etc. Achu lo ikshiv li. Mamash, nothing. Lo zaz. Nesiti latio to al yedei tiu chumres ma'aseya ach gam lekachu lo nitratze. He started telling him how serious it was. You know, committing suicide is a law pashut. Told him how bad it was and how serious it was. Nothing. Gam keshemati lo shekol chay kolam haba yabad b'menu. I told him, you're going to lose your chay lo kin olam haba. Yeah, imam she who lo shina edato. Nothing changed. Nothing. He might have tried everything. Everything that usually works. It didn't work. מאידך כשנסיתי לתא בפון בצבעים חיים עד כמה קורש ברוך הוא צריך אותו וכמה חשוב הוא למעלה, when he started talking about how הקורש ברוך הוא needs him and how חשוב he is and how important he is in the total cosmic plan here, ובנוי זכך אמרתי לו קורש ברוך הוא רצה בך, he said to him הקורש ברוך הוא wants you. Every second you're alive, just breathing, nothing else. You're not choshev that is to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're doing nothing. You're his son. Father doesn't love his son because he's in bed not doing anything. For sure he does. He loves him. He doesn't love him because he does things. He loves him because of who he is. You're a Yid. What does it mean you're a Yid? Doesn't mean you're a special human. It means you're part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have a chelek of the infinite creator of the universe inside of you. You're the whole universe. The entire purpose of the Bria is in your hands. He started crying. When I told him this, he burst out crying. Ki advarim chalchalu revolvim ben historim b'yesu shelibu. Because those words entered into his heart. They touched something deep inside of him. There was the beginning of his recuperation process. Took a while, took a long time. Well, that broke down all the boundaries. When you understand kama Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, kama chashuv yotu Kodesh Baruch Hu, kama we are min b'minoim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. When you start realizing who you really are, and you start having a real sense of pride in that, and he ben shel hamelech, me and a kodesh boch, I'm in his inner circle. We work together. He gives me missions to do for him. You know, he sends me out on these important missions for him. He doesn't do for anybody else, only me. Then you start getting a different sense of who you are and what your reality is, and it picks you up. Harocha etzmi shel oyster adam nivnosa mehakorish shu uvrotzoi el tzal hakorish baruch hu matzav achshavi kafi shehu. That's very important to add in here. What helped this person to pick himself up was he understood that he was beloved and desirable in front of Hashem now, in the matzav he's in now. Not if you'll do this and this and this, then Hashem will love you. If you do this and this, Hashem will be nice to you. If you do, no, now. In the matzav I'm in now, this moment. Just one thing, let's finish the paragraph. While you think about your question. He said, there's something to live for. Now, the way I am now. There's someone for me to live for. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's keeping me alive. Must be a reason. He loves me. He cares for me. He only wants what's good for me. So for him I'll live. Yeah, there's a question, yeah? How do we reconcile this with Rambam's Tshuva? I don't have to reconcile anything with the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. I have to understand what I'm learning here. I've said that many times. Don't bring me kashas from here, from there, from here. I can bring you 50 kashas. Is that all what we're doing? We are working inside ourselves and trying to see how do I feel beloved Akash Baruch Hu. There's nothing the Rambam says that disagrees with us. We've spoken about that. Okay, so we had a whole chapter on that. We've spoken about that. Okay. So I'll deal with it afterwards. For sure. For sure you're going to get punished for your virus. For sure you're going to get punished for your virus. No one says not. That's chavoinish. That's because he loves you. Would you like to have a father that never punished you when you did anything wrong? Other rabbi, the chavoinish comes also from the ava. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about Adam La'atzmo, how a person feels about himself. Hashem's love for us is not tolu on what we do. You bring me the Rambam, you bring it inside, I'll show you that you're wrong. There's a lopshat per Rambam. Not what we're talking about. I'm saying, no, bring me the Rambam, I'll show you. There's a lopshat per Rambam. Not on your phone. I'm not looking at a Rambam on a phone. Chas v'chalila. Yeah, look at the Rambam on a phone. That means you don't know who the Rambam was if you're looking at a Rambam on a phone. At the Loida Mizea Rambam. If the Rambam were walking to this room now, you know what happened to all the phones? Even the one I'm using myself now. For holy matters. Tov, another. Amnam. Kach Pirshes Apostle B'mishle. Musa Hashem B'ni Altimas. V'alti Katz B'tocha Chosei. Shlomo Melech in Mishlei says the Musa Hashem Bni Altimas. When Hashem gives you Musa, whatever that means, Hashem's trying to wake you up. He's shaking you to wake you up a little bit. He's telling you to wake up. And he's giving you tochochas. So don't be nimas from there. Don't see that as being something negative. What is the Musa and the tochocha that a person shouldn't be katzbo and meals from? When Hashem comes and he says, my beloved child, that's the Musa. Hashem comes and he says, my son, and then he gives you a patch. Yeah, there were parents who knew. Today we don't know what this means because we don't have to know how to do it, but there was a time where people could give their children a patch and the child felt loved. I don't know, maybe there are people out there that are old enough to have still had parents who knew how to give a patch. Today, we're not allowed to hit our children, not because there's anything wrong with hitting their children. On the contrary, there's something wrong with not hitting your children. The problem is we don't know how to hit children, so we're honest, we potter. You're not allowed to because you don't know how to do it. But if a person out there knows how to do it, he hasn't lost the art of how to give a patch. You know? Like if you can give your child a patch and he still feels the warmth and the love 20 years later after that patch, then yeah, for sure you should hit your children. We can't because we don't know how. Aval, when a Kosh Bolcher gives us a patch, so you understand it's coming with love. He's telling you, Bni, my son, my loved, my child. And then he gives you a patch. So don't despise that patch because that's a loving father who's trying to help the child. I say, Muna, Kibishvi Livni Ha'ilom, Vani Choshuva Vumelech Malchem Elohim, that Imuna. Yeah, that we've had, that we've been building and developing. Ki bishvili nivra oilo, v'ani choshuv avu melech malchem alochim, and that I'm very choshuv in Hashem's eyes, hi ha'emuna ha'nitztreches b'yoyte b'doreinu. That's what this generation needs. That's what we need. That's the medicine we need. Zoy sadacho shel Avram Avinu, v'zeh haya gam chidush ha'godol. That was Avram Avinu's chidush. And that's the derech of Avram, and that's what we've lost, and that's what we need to recapture for ourselves. It's to reveal for oneself the enormous depth of the relationship, the elevated nature of the relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrekola tachlis v'hanachas ruach sh'yesh l'boire oilam b'olamoy. Because all tachlis and the nachas ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever nachas ruach means, I still haven't worked out what that means. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is. Anyway, whatever, mitzedeinu means from our perspective, we can say words like that. From his perspective, you can't say words like that. Shekola tachlis v'nachas ruach sh'yesh l'boire oilam b'olamoy. Bo me'ayudi b'noi chavivoy hanim tzakan b'olam ha'shefo. Where does the whole tachlis of the Bria come from? From the lowly person, the seemingly lowly person down here doing seemingly lowly things in this lowly world. That's what it's all about. My sayah b'tzadik Rav Aaron Mikaralin, the Kalina Zatzal, shesholu a chassid of Rabbi, ma'u achet hanoyer b'yesh shdiya lo lichtobo. Interesting question to ask your Rebbe. What's the worst possible sin that a person can do? Rabbi Aaron Aniach is Reisha al Ashulchan Namesheh Takot Aruchot. He put his head down on the table for a long time. Everyone is standing there, mamash, you know, with bated breath, waiting for the teretz. Afterwards, he picked up his head. Maybe I should let you think about it for a long time as well. What's the worst chet that a person can do? He'll forget for one moment that he's not the Ben Melech. That's the worst sin that a person can do. Why? Because you forgot who you are. There's nothing more damaging a person can do to himself is to forget who he is. Yeah, that makes sense. Rabbi Israel, what do you say? I'm sitting there all quiet. No. That's the worst thing a person can do is forget who he is. Don't ever forget who you are. Forget where you came from. Forget what you're doing here. Ten daitcha shelo tachrives olami. V'zeh nisoyin chayenu. That's the nisoyin of our life. Bli sofika shishem shenosnu lo es hanisoyin nosnu lanu es hat keilim litmoded imo batzlocha. If that's the nisoyin we've been given, we didn't ask for the nisoyin. That's a nisoyin we've been given. So then for sure, if you look in your toolbox, you'll see the kalim to meet more dead with that nisoyin. Therefore, we have to understand who we are. We said that right in the beginning. If we want to get to Simcha V'Tuv Leivov, we have to understand who we really are. Because when we understand who we really are, then we'll start loving who we really are. Then you're able to be b'simcha. We have to go and see what exactly is our chiyuv in this world at this time now. And the need for this started when the walls of the ghetto started breaking down and we started mixing with the goyim, when we started looking at them and started taking our she'ifas from them and started doing what they do in a Jewish way, it's for sure. It's all very Jewish and it's all very frum, whatever. Aval mazaka shu'aleinu. It's got nothing to do with us. We have to go back to be... The war today is not against the Jewish people as a klal. The war today is against each yochid ve'yochid. Are you going to be Jewish? What does it mean to be Jewish? It means to understand that you're a ben melech, that you're an atya on a mission. Avinu malkeinu, my tati is the king. And therefore, I'm expected to behave different. The more the person understands and recognizes the nisoyin, so too his chances of being matzliach grow and get much bigger. Adam shiadei b'dei brura avu ma'u lelachem. When you know what you're fighting for, you know, when the fight that you're fighting is meaningful to you, why am I fighting? You know, like the kids in America, when they were in Vietnam, they didn't understand what they were doing in Vietnam, getting killed. For who? For what? What were they defending? Some rice paddies? No, they're very hard to maintain the morale of an army if the guys don't know what they're fighting for and what they're defending. But when a person knows what he's fighting for, when he understands exactly what the battle's about, then he's got koich to deal with even the most difficult situations. There's a famous Rav Dessler. It's a famous marshal, but it's more relevant here. There was a king who was out on the royal ship traveling around. I don't know what they were doing, and there was a big storm, and he got shipwrecked on an island somewhere. And there was one of the local peasants there, one of the local cannibals there, the villagers. They took him and looked after him and cared for him and whatever, you know, helped him and whatever. And then eventually there's a big ship, the king, they went looking for the king, you know, and eventually they found the king on the island and they came to take him away. The people realized this guy must be a chosh of a guy. They didn't know who he was, whatever. He was just some shipwrecked guy, whatever. So the king felt a lot of a karas hatoiv to this primitive guy. You know, in his loincloth there with the bone through his nose or whatever. And he told him to come with him on the boat. He wanted to reward him. He wanted to take him and give him a big reward. So they didn't speak the same language. They didn't know Lomi Vin Biduk, but this guy saw, wow, Choshuv boat and all these soldiers and everybody come to fair. He must be an important person. I'll go with him and I'll, you know, obviously he wants to give me something. So brings him back to London there and he takes him down to the Tower of London where the crown jewels are. And they take him downstairs and he sees soldiers everywhere and guards everywhere, whatever. And he goes deeper and deeper down into the bowels of the earth there. And they put him in this room filled with stones and whatever. And there, and they give him a bag and they tell him to fill the bag. They lock him inside and he thinks, what is a chutzpah? After all I did to help him, whatever, he brings me, I thought he's bringing me to give me a prize. Well, and not only doesn't he give me a prize, he puts me in a dungeon. I have to work for him, filling up bags with stones, whatever. I'm not doing it. But he's a bit worried because there's soldiers walking around. So he thinks to himself, listen, every time a soldier comes to us, he pretends he's doing something. He puts a few small stones in there, whatever. You're not going to make it too heavy. Anyway, after 24 hours, they come, they take him out. They tell him, you can take the bag, off you go. So he goes up to the street there. He's walking around. His mom, she's like, he's bewildered. He's in London. I don't know what's going on. Eventually, he sees another black guy there, whatever. So he runs up to him. Maybe he can talk to him or whatever. So Mamash speaks his language. He tells him the whole story. And this guy's eyes are getting wider and wider. And where he's just met a new black friend or whatever who's a billionaire, whatever. And he tells him in the end what he did. And the guy's Mamash starts crying. He says, you know what? You know what you wasted? You know what you lost? Do you know the opportunity you had? The king was doing only good for you. The king offered you, he gave you the crown jewels. You could have walked out of here. You could have been the richest person in England. All those guards and soldiers only to guard that stuff. They weren't there to see that you were working. They were there to because you know, everybody wants to steal those things. And you blew it. You messed it up. It's the same here. If a person here knew that every time he did something, every time he met Modedet, every time he didn't do what he wasn't supposed to do, he was putting a big chunk, you know, 100 carat diamond into his bag, you know, so then it would be much easier to do the work. But we think we have this burden and it's hard. And why do I have to? And it's a little fair. And he doesn't have the problems. Why do I have to? We forget who's giving us the problems. These nisoinos are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's only one desire. That's to give us more and more and more and more. Sha'achas of Kairach Ruach of Olam Haba is shaveh, all the pleasure of this world. Have you ever stopped to think what that means? You know, use the Kelmer imagination. What that means? First of all, what's a kairas ruach? Sha'achas of kairas ruach. Let's say sha'achas means an hour. Yeah, sha' doesn't always mean an hour. It means a moment, but bonagid, it means an hour. What's kairas ruach? So then if you ever walked home, you come home after davening Friday morning or whatever, and your wife's busy cooking or whatever, and there's a smell in the house of a chicken soup or whatever. Yeah, the smell of the chicken soup. That's kairas ruach. Kairas ruach is a whiff. It's a smell. It's not the soup itself. Just a nice pleasure, you know, you enjoy the smell of the chicken soup cooking on Erev Shabbos, especially it's a cold day outside, you walk inside, the nice smell of chicken soup on the stove, yeah? That's Kairach Ruach. Now, all the pleasure of the world, from Adam HaRishon to Mashiach, everybody, Goyim, Jews, everybody, all the pleasure, all the moments of Simcha they ever had, crushed into 1 hour. Imagine trying to do that. Just think about all your pleasure over a lifetime. Squeeze that into 1 hour. Could be quite an intense moment of simcha that hour. But take your whole family, your whole town, your whole country, all the countries, all the people that ever lived, billions of people. Every moment of pleasure they had, condense that into 1 hour. That doesn't even come up to the smell of the chicken soup in Olam Haba. That's what's waiting. Every diamond you pick up, that's what it is. We walk around meduchtach, we walk around miserable because we don't know who we are. We don't know who Hashem is. We don't know what Hashem wants to give us. We forget. We know. We just keep forgetting. That's the Yetzirah's job, is to get us to forget. But Doris Ovru Nilchoma Goyim Neged Klal Yisrael. In the previous generations, the Goyim fought against Klal Yisrael. Avanet Anitzrayis Masai Satzlav in Kvizisus Evers Atamu Gzeres Tachvata Tashor Vod Vod Vod. We survived all those Nisoinus. One war after another, one battle to try and destroy Klal Yisrael after the Christians in Vizitzia, the burning of the Talmud in Fra, all the different battles. Kol Eliyam Milchomas Keneged HaKlal. There was all wars against the Klal. But Dairis Avru Nechoma Yetzav Chaloisav Ba'am Yisrael. Ha'isuzu Milchomas Klalit. The Yetzahor and his soldiers went to war against Klal Yisrael. Gama Askola Arura. The Haskalah and the secular Zionism, the concept that you could be a good Jew without Torah, that unbelievable, terrible nisoin for Klal Yisrael, hayu milchomas keneged haklal, it was all against the klal. But Koloisim Mechomes, Misha Dobb Gedel Israel, Umaira Uma, be Shivas of Chatrais of Hasidus, Hatzilis Navshev is Nevish Von of Achorov. Whoever then clung to the Torah leaders of the generation, whether it was the Hasidish Levis, whether it was the, whether you've seen America, well, what kept Torah alive in America was the Hasidish courts and the yeshivas. Where there were yeshivas, Klal Yisrael, the Torah carried on. Where there were Hasidish rabbis that carried on. Where there weren't, nothing was left. What's left of American Jewry today outside the frum world? Kimat nothing. Where there were yeshivas, wherever somebody stood up, people that cleaved to the yeshivas and to the Hasidish courts survived and they kept their children going. Today it's completely different. The Umas HaOlam aren't they trying to fighting against us? One example, just to explain this. Somebody who would have, Jew who would have done something despicable to the founder of Christianity, yeah, he would have, whatever, I don't know, he would have, whatever, he would have done something bizarre to the tzlav, whatever, to that person, or said something bad about him. Hey, Nidan Miyad Lemisa would get killed on the spot. Even not a Jew, even a goy would do something connected, the founder of Christianity would be put to death. The church would take care of him straight away. Today you can say what you want, do what you want. The Muslims are killing Christians all over the world by masses, and no one's lifting a finger. When was the last time I heard the Pope speaking very badly about, wow, in Nigeria they're killing thousands of Christians on a daily basis? No one cares. You want to bezoin the church, not bezoin the church, blow up a church, kakol mutahayom. Just don't say anything about Muhammad in the wrong circles, because then you're in a lot of trouble. Yeah, they have to be careful. But that's not aimed against the Jews, the Maisa. Afrodas Sadat mina Medina v'demakrita hay hasimoy sashil tois boilom. Today you have a complete division between state and religion. You have a thing called democracy, and therefore it's all freedom. It's changing now. We're changing back. But the last 50, 60, 70 years, there wasn't a problem. Not only that, but anti-Semitism has become illegal in most countries. Most countries, they were slaughtering Yidden 70, 80 years ago. Today, it's also to even say something bad against a Jew. Hate crimes, you know? It's a crime. You're not allowed to be nasty to a Yid. There's a crime against it. I'm not saying they enforce it, whatever, but I'm just saying, that's a whole different world. You know, the Germans, Yamach Shmom, charge the Jews taxes for the damage done on Kristallnacht. You know that? They tax them for the damage done. Imagine something like that happening in Germany today. What are you talking about? In Germany today, if someone damages a shul or whatever, the government pays to fix it. The unreveled today. So where's the Yetzirah gone? He's gone to sleep. It's a personal milchoma. Milchoma neged kol yodi benifrad. The war's against each Jew personally. When you go out to Dublin this morning, there isn't a policeman standing there shooting you because you put on tefillin. You can do whatever you want today. You want to sit and learn. You want to put in tefillin. You want to go daven. Whatever you want to do. Keep mitzvahs, make matzahs, was du willst. There's something else going on today. Yoshev Leodi, Badod Babesa, Enish Ro, Beyode, Machshir Katan, She Internet Shmoy. A Jew sits alone at home in his room. The door's closed. Nobody sees him. Nobody knows. And has in front of him a machine called Internet. With one push of a button, he's in the depths of the worst depravity in the world, and not just the physical schmutz. All the kvira and all the nourishkeit and stupidity and hesech hadas. You want hesech hadas? Any hesech hadas? God only there. With all the frum schmutz out there, all the blogs and the kvira. This one is his opinion. Anybody has access to a computer today becomes a god lador. He can say whatever he wants about everybody. Bizoin. But no one knows, he's all alone. So who's the milchoma? Against the nations of the world? No, it's the Yetzer inside. Asor shebi isa. Shedumu as Dora Mabel lois is uma kamor. Since the Dora Mabel, there wasn't any sign like this. The war is against each and every yochid, and therefore you need kalim as a yochid to be able to deal with this nisoy. That's what we're trying to discover here, and that's what we're trying to find here. And you'll see that the gaiva yehudi that we're speaking about, that we learned from Avraham Avinu, ze'akli. That's the weapon to fight this Yetzer Hara. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue that.
Thank you very much.
Just 1 second, what happened here? Oh, there we go, sorry. I don't know, got disappeared. Beseda. That's why this is called the daily dose of MS. You know, that's what Yerachmel Salz coined this word once. You know, this, we're allowed to speak the truth for half an hour. We're amongst friends, so we say what we feel. Okay. Beseda, have a good day, Raboisa. 9:30 tomorrow.
Thank you, Rob.